Hello everyone, happy Thursday. I hope everyone has had a great week and had a super happy Thanksgiving spending with friends, family, and loved ones. For those of you who celebrate Thanksgiving, and if you don't celebrate Thanksgiving because we have a ton of international followers and listeners here, I hope you just had a great week. Anyways, and did something fun. So I read a quote a couple months ago, and then I saw it again yesterday, that talked about having only 1 month until 2024. And it made me think, like, yeah, there's only 1 month left in the year. And towards the end of the year, maybe it's just me, but I feel like probably a lot of us sometimes, like, towards the end of the year, forget, like, what your goals were or what you were wanting to do for the year, or put stuff off for next year. Or that's what I do. I'm like, oh, I'll start in January. Or like, oh, I'll do that in January. And then, like, by the time it hits March, I'm like, oh, I don't even, like, remember what my goals are. And then, like, in the summer, sometimes there's school year beginning to start. Sometimes I, like, reset. But I just feel like by the time I hit January, I'm like, this year is, like, over, you know, even though it's not. So I've just been really thinking about that. This will release like the day before December. So hopefully you listen to this around that time. And so you have, like, you know, 30 days left or 31 days left or about a month left in 2024. And you can do literally so much in 30 days. So this episode is all about how to stay motivated through December, how to help with burnout and stay consistent, how to set yourself up for next year, how to create good and smart goals, how to improve quality time with partners and people, and just how to make the most of 2024 and how to end on a super high note. So the quote I read, I'm just gonna read it because you guys know I love my quotes. 1 month until 2024. And okay, sorry guys, it's a list. So it's like a list of like 1 month until 2024. And here are like six things to like think about or reflect on. So the first one is let go of what no longer serves you. Second is find true happiness in your life by enjoying the small things. Three, embrace the present and ensure that you live in the moment. Four, release the old and embrace the new. Five is it's okay to embrace a fresh start and embark on a new chapter of your life. And six, make sure you live your life in a way that feels right for you. So I love that. I felt just so inspired when I read that. And I was like, okay, I want to end 2024 on a high note. 2023. Oh, why do I keep saying that? End 2023 on a high note and start 2024 on a high note, and not just like have December be a wash, you know? So one of the questions that was submitted is how to stay motivated during like exams and finals and just like generally during the end of the year. So the first thing that I kind of just like thought of is make fun like Pinterest boards. Christmas, if you celebrate Christmas or like the holidays generally, I think it's just such a fun time of year. And so like, I don't want to like say like romantic because that's not like the right word, but just, oh, enchanting. I think that's the right word, like enchanting and just like happy. So maybe that's a silly idea, but my sister Ellie, the original That Girl Guide podcast starter, like really got me into Pinterest boards. And it like ebbs and flows. Sometimes I make a ton and sometimes I don't make any, but you know, whatever. But if you're like not feeling motivated or excited or happy, I just think Pinterest is a great app for like getting inspired. So I would like make some fun Pinterest boards of like either, you know, cute clothes you can wear that like for that month or cute makeup you want to do or fun activities or like different holiday lights you can go see, hot chocolate recipes. I guess there's not that many recipes for hot chocolate. Maybe there is. I don't know. Like fun foods you can make, fun workouts you can do, like whatever it is. Just like if you're struggling staying motivated, I would encourage you to go on Pinterest, like make some fun Pinterest boards of like what you're like wanting to do or get excited about. and go from there. On that same like kind of note is to make like fun plans and like search for fun things to do. Again, I feel like during the holidays, there's like so many different activities and stuff going on. I feel like I used to live in, I grew up in Texas, but then I lived in Utah for a really long time. Like, okay, not that long, but like the past 7 years. And I feel like during the holidays, there's so much to do because it's snowing and like, I don't know, there's like igloos and ice stuff and you can ski. And I don't know, I just felt like it was very holiday-esque. But now that I'm in Dallas, I was like, oh, there's not that many things to do. But then there really is. I was actually talking to my boss and we were talking about how there's like so many random, fun, cute, like holiday lightings and like food places that have like holiday decorations. And so anyways, there's always like, unless you live in like a really small town, there's always, or not always, but there's often like Instagram accounts for different like cities and stuff. So I would suggest like following those and like finding those accounts to see like the different stuff going on. So like in Dallas, I just followed, there's like an Instagram called like Dallas Sites that I followed so that I could see like all the fun Dallas stuff. And then there's like a TikTok account called like Dallas Things to Do or something like that, that I just followed. Anyways, so then you can like find fun stuff to do. And as I always say, just like text people, invite them, make plans. Don't be like, wait for someone else to do it. Just make your own plans and do it. And my favorite thing, I actually have a friend whose birthday is coming up and she just planned herself her birthday party to go on a limousine, I think. Yeah, a limo, and like go look at Christmas lights. And I'm like, that's a great idea. I love that. Like, obviously other people can help plan your birthday stuff if you want. But like, if it's your birthday, just plan something that you want to do. And it doesn't even have to be your birthday. I'm just using that as an example. Like, you don't need to wait around for other people to like make fun of plans. Just be like, okay, these are some fun things I want to do. And these are the people I'm going to invite. And just do it. So yeah. Okay. So that was a long sigh, but how else to stay motivated? So I would set like, I would just set like a 30-day goal for December. Like, you know, if you're wanting to work out more, be like, okay, I want to work out. There's 30 days in December. I want to work out 15 days. Or if you want to work out 30 days, like, cool. Whatever you want your goal to be. Maybe just like set one goal for like the month of December that you feel like is feasible, that like you're excited about, that you're interested in. Make sure it like you can accomplish the goal and you're excited about the goal. I've like had moments of like workout goals or reading goals or eating goals where like eating healthy goals, that I like make it not attainable. So like all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I can't have any sugar, or like I have to work out every single day this week or whatever. I haven't done that in a while. I used to do this, but I've learned with age that like those are just not possible. And I just need to make more realistic goals. Which I'll talk about more later, but just like make goals that you're actually like can do and that you're interested in and excited about. And just start with like one goal for the month of December to like set you up for next year. And I think it will help you stay motivated, and like it'll help keep you excited for like something you're working towards. And then also I got a lot of questions submitted on the That Girl Guide Instagram. So if you don't already follow, everybody follow the That Girl Guide on Instagram. But I got a lot of questions on just like, how do I make good habits and how do I set like myself up for success and like daily like rituals and routine. So per usual, I'm going to plug the Guide to Habits episode. And also the Atomic Habits book is a great like book and resource on like building habits and how habits are formed. And there's like a ton of podcasts on like habits, but I felt like a lot of my learnings were shared in the Guide to Habits episode from the Atomic Habits book. So really, and there's also like an email, I think, like that you can get on for Atomic Habits where they send like daily or weekly like tips and tricks and stuff. So anyways, but that can help if you're feeling stuck on like needing a good routine or like how to set habits or needing something to start there. But always start by like making your habits like attainable and happy. I don't know why I said happy, but like exciting and fun. And anyways, you can like habit stack, and so you like put it in between stuff, whatever. Okay. Moving on. Some people asked about how to help with burnout and like staying consistent. Kind of on the same topic, but I would definitely say like let go of anything from this year. I think that was like one of the things that I read, is to like let go of what no longer serves you. Just like let go of it in December. Like, yes, you could wait till January, but just like let go of it now, you know? And then you start January just like on such a high note. Like, just let go of it for the month of December, move on, get rid of toxic habits, toxic people, toxic food, toxic whatever it is. Just like any toxicity, get rid of it now. Don't wait till January. Just cut it out, and you can make the most of this year. Like, you don't need to wait until next year. And then just like how to help staying consistent. Start by getting a planner or a routine. Kind of talked about that earlier. You can definitely, something I've seen, I don't personally like use this or have it, but my mom used to make like a calendar where she put like pictures of my family, and like if it was someone's birthday month, they would like have an extra picture in there, whatever. So you can build, I mean, I feel like any, you can just Google like custom calendars, I'm sure, and like there'll be like a ton of options, like Shutterfly or Chatbooks or whatever. But anyways, like build your own calendar, and then you can like help, then it's like fun to just like put stuff in there and plan out your weeks and days and stuff. Or like get a cute planner. I'm a very like digital gal, so I put like everything in my calendar personally, but some people like are just, I don't know. It's good to write. I actually wish I like wrote on paper more, because it's good and you remember things and it's like cuter, but whatever. Anyways, but if you just like need more inspo, get like a cute like planner or calendar or something. Okay. Some more people asked about how to create good goals. So I'm trying to decide if like everybody already knows this or not, but I learned this probably, honestly, I probably didn't learn this until I was like in the workforce. I don't know, maybe not. But the create SMART goals, and like SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time bound. So don't just like, kind of what I was talking about earlier, but don't just like create goals and things that like you can't measure, that aren't specific, that aren't achievable. Just be SMART. So if you ever are like, is that a good goal? Just be like, is it SMART? Meaning, is it specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time bound? And then again, like specifically for December, because we have 30 days, people, 1 month, or whenever you're listening to this, 28 days, 27, 20, even if you have 10, even if you have five, like, just make the most, set like a 5-day goal, set a 3-day goal, like however many days left you have in 2023, like just set that goal, achieve it, accomplish it. Like everybody feels good accomplishing something. Like I was going to say maybe that's my toxic trait, but I don't think it's like very toxic. I think it's actually a good trait, is like I like have to be accomplishing things and be like checking things off my list and, you know, doing something. And I think like everyone is that way to like varying degrees. So anyhow, just set something, whether you have 24 hours left in 2023 or if you have 24 days, the full month, depending on when you listen to this, just set a SMART goal, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time bound. And you'll feel so happy and grateful, and you'll start January on such a high note because you're like, oh, I just accomplished that, or I did that, you know? Someone suggested or wrote in to like make a list or board of things you want, then update it like each month. So I think that's a great idea. I'm not like a huge collage gal, but I keep bringing up Ellie because this is like Ellie's thing. And you guys probably know that listening to her previous episodes, but, she like made, what are they? Yeah, like mood boards. She made those like all the time. And I love them. I like actually asked her to make me one a couple years ago, and she was like, Paige, that's literally besides the point. Like, the point of making these boards, like mood boards, is to like get inspired, to get excited, and to like use it. And I was like, oh, well, you're so good at making them though, and I want to have it as like my screensaver, my wallpaper, so can you just make me one? So she did, because she was really nice. But the point is to make them yourself, and so then you're like getting excited, like you put like pictures of things that you want to do. So if you have like a workout goal, you can put like a person working out, or if you have like a goal for like your grades in school, or for like a specific job, you can put like a laptop, or if you have like a goal to spend better quality time with your family or your friends, like you can put, you know, like a picture of your family hugging, or I don't know, whatever it is. I do think that like making like a mood board, inspo board that you like can update and iterate, I don't know, can help you feel like inspired and excited and happy. Okay. And then someone wrote in, how do I improve like quality time with partner and people during the holidays when everything's like so busy and chaotic? And I totally feel this. I do feel like the holidays is super busy. It's super chaotic. There's so much going on. But my like best, it's like not really that crazy of a thought or a concept. But it's honestly just to be present and to put your phone away. I think it's like obviously a lot easier said than done. But I have this weird thing. Sometimes on vacation, I like won't bring a phone charger. Again, I know it's like really weird. I don't know why I'm telling you guys this, but I purposely like don't bring a phone charger because I know, I mean, I just have an iPhone. So if you don't have like a phone that everybody has, maybe I don't suggest that. But I have an iPhone, so I know like somebody that I'm with will have a phone charger, you know, and if I, like need it, which I will, I can just like use theirs, but it's not like as easily accessible because it's not mine. So like at nighttime is typically when I personally charge my phone, but if I don't have my own phone charger, that's usually when other people are also charging their phone. So I have to like wake up and I don't like always have like full charge, and so I'll have to like go find someone that has a phone charger that I'm with, and then, you know, like we're going out to breakfast or we're going on a walk or we're going skiing, so then I just have to like leave my phone to charge. So you guys might think that's really weird, because honestly it kind of is weird, but I feel like I like do it subconsciously kind of to just like force myself to be more present and to like be with people. And I just feel like you don't have to do that to be present. You could probably just like be more disciplined than me and like not leave it or like not use it and just put it away. But I feel like it works for me, so it's fine. So whatever. But I do feel like, in my opinion, like putting technology away is like the best time, best way to spend like very quality time with like your partner or people in your life, because then you get like very quality time. I was listening to like a TED talk actually like a couple weeks ago. Well, I guess it was on Instagram, so it's like a recording of a TED talk, and the guy was like, how many of you are like paying attention to me like right now and think that you have my undivided attention? And everyone like raised their hand. And then he like grabbed his phone and he just like was holding it in his hand. He like wasn't looking at it. And he was like, how many of you feel like you have my undivided attention now? And like not as many people like raised their hand. Just, and he wasn't, again, using it. He just was holding it. So anyways, also a random example. But I just feel like when people's phones even like on the table at dinner, it's like, oh, they could grab it at any moment and become like disengaged. So anyways, I would suggest to just put technology away, you know, and spend some quality time with people, ask them questions, like really feel, you know, everybody loves to talk about themselves. That is like one thing that's consistent, myself included, obviously. Everyone just likes to talk about themselves. So I feel like asking people good questions and being intentional and like thoughtful and like what you're asking and why you're asking, can help like improve like that relationship and like your quality time. So anyways, those are my short little tips, tricks, thoughts on how to improve 2023 and the rest of the year, and just to make the most of it. And I'm sure there's like tons of other ideas and tips and tricks, so feel free to send them in if you have anything. I'll definitely share them on the That Girl Guide Instagram page per usual. But I hope this was helpful. I hope you guys all have an amazing rest of your 2023. You make the most of this. Send this to any friends or family or people that are maybe feeling like bummed out or not motivated or stressed or overwhelmed, because I know the holidays can definitely do that to people. But watch some fun Hallmark movies, make a fun Pinterest board, make a fun recipe, invite people over, make some fun plans, whatever it is. Just like I said this kind of on the last episode, and it kind of sounds cheesy, but I actually, it sounds cheesy, but I still say it. But like romanticize like your life and like what you're doing and your goals and like your activities, and just like get excited about them. You know, it's like your life, like obviously, I guess that was a stupid comment, but like no one can improve it, make it better, do anything about it but you, you know? So again, I hope everyone has the best rest of their year, their best December ever. They can set a goal, feel excited that they accomplished something. And I read this other quote that I will leave you guys with that said, you only get 4,000 weeks if you're lucky. And I was like, what? That's not a lot of weeks. But then I did the math, which is a lifespan of a little over 76 years, which I guess is the average age. So make every week count. If you have 4 weeks in December, depending on when you listen to this, 3, 2, 1, that is not that many weeks, you know? We only have 4,000, so if you're lucky. So definitely make the most of it. I hope everyone has the best year ever and gets excited for 2024. And if you guys, per usual, have any ideas of other topics you want me to discuss, go over, share on the Instagram page. Please always message me. I love getting messages. I respond to all of them. Sometimes you guys message me and you're like, I know you'll never see this. And I'm like, what the heck? Yes, I will. And I always respond. So I love them. So thank you for messaging. Thank you so, so much for listening to the That Girl Guide podcast and hitting over 2 million downloads. You guys are amazing. And have a great rest of your day.